This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. It's been an up-and-down ride for the dairy markets lately. Mike North of Ever.ag says there are a lot of reasons behind the price volatility. We will hear more from Mike North next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wyffels Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wyffels Hybrids.
It's been an up-and-down ride for the dairy markets lately. Mike North of Ever.ag says there are a lot of reasons behind the price volatility.
You have a scramble taking place right now as we produce enough cheese to meet all of the Q4 demand. And obviously that requires milk. And so different players are in this market on given days trying to jockey positions to get ahead of the trend. And what got us here ultimately was a short supply. We've had fewer cows in the barn for quite some time. 15 months of negative year-over-year milk production numbers. We've been battling bird flu. We're seeing older cows having to try to carry the burden of milk production, which gives us less productivity. And now you throw into the mix, we've sent kids back to school, and we've taken milk back into a bottling program and away from the cheese vats. Couple that with college kids' addiction to pizza and sending them back to school, and a football season that really promotes pizza all the more. And all of this has come together to create this perfect storm.
North says that price volatility is not unusual to see at this point in the calendar.
This time of the year, this is actually very normal. It feels a bit manic, but this is actually really normal. And it's what leads us often to those September, October, early November milk highs that we depend on to really push forward great opportunities. And so as I look at this market, it definitely doesn't have this step-by-step perfect rhythm to it. Cheese goes up, milk goes up, cheese goes down, milk goes down, because right now everybody's trying to get ahead of that next step of the seasonal curve.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.